Welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal, grow, and walk in purpose by sharing the truth of Christ as we tackle the tough topics of womanhood. I'm your hope coach, Chrissy Addis. Well, I hope you all are having a wonderful week. I know that a lot of kiddos started school this week and last week, and I just hope that their new school year has been off to a great start. I tell you what, it has been wonderful to see churches and ministries and ministry leaders lifting up this generation to the Lord, because that is what these schools need. They need lights for Jesus. They need hope in the dark places. These schools, just simply put, need more of Jesus. So it's been awesome to see this country coming together to lift this generation up. I've really, really loved seeing that. It's really been awesome. And so know that your child is being prayed for. I know my husband and I have been praying for these kiddos and their new school year, and just that they can be that light, that they can be that light for the Lord. So today is going to be a bonus episode, and we're going to be talking about the many faces of grief. Grief is a word that not many people like to hear about. They want to skip over it and ignore it. We don't want to admit the sting it has on our souls. We want to move forward without facing it. I get it. I did this for over a decade. I experienced pregnancy loss for the first time in my early 20s. I was young, unmarried, and so lost. Now, if you haven't heard my testimony on pregnancy loss, there is a show, I believe it's the second show, and it's called My Story, Pregnancy Loss and Healing. And I just share what I went through and the emotions I felt when I got pregnant, out of wedlock in my early 20s, still living at home, going to college. And, you know, it took me over a decade to finally get over that. And I say get over that, but to just deal with it, to go through healing and the realization that this had truly affected my life. And so it's so important that we understand what our faces of grief are, because we must face it. And I know that we don't want to. I know that it's messy, but we want to be able to get healing. And sometimes we have to take some steps back and go into the past a little bit and get the healing that we need. There are many faces that grief can take on. There is anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, shame, fear, bitterness, depression, physical pain, inability to focus, eating too much, eating too little, sleeping too much, or insomnia. With pregnancy or infertility grief, I would even say that we go through this painful and unique yearning. We yearn for our baby we lost. We yearn to get pregnant and start our family. We yearn to be a mother. The faces of grief can seem so ugly. We want to run away from them, but what if the faces of grief can be beauty? What if God wants to turn our pain around into a purpose, into a hope? What if you have the power to choose what face of grief looks like on your journey of healing? The thing is that we do have that choice. We have the power within ourselves to choose beauty or ashes, hope or hopelessness, joy or sadness. Trust me, I know this sounds so hard. I have been there, my friend. But when I finally got to a point where I could understand this truth, I was set free. Sure, my heart still ached for my babies, and I'm guessing my heart will always ache for them. Sure, I still have heartaches for babies in the future that I'm not seeing because I'm not getting pregnant. My heart will probably always ache for that until when or if the day I get pregnant. But I have a choice. I can choose that pain to have a purpose. I chose for that pain to be turned into love and a closer relationship with God. I chose to allow Him to turn the faces of grief I was experiencing to faces of love, grace, joy, acceptance, mercy, courage, hope, healing, and health. We need Him to experience a different kind of grief. One that is not of the world. What faces of grief are you experiencing today? Let go and let God love you through this. If those faces of grief are messy and ugly and faces of grief that you want nothing to do with, don't run away from it. Run to it, asking God to change those faces of grief to something beautiful, something that can grow you and inspire you and encourage you and inspire others. Don't allow the enemy to stand in the way of something beautiful between you and God, because as much as miscarriages have hurt me and broken my heart, as much as infertility has completely crushed me, my relationship with God has grown leaps and bounds because of this. And I don't wish this upon anybody at all, but if you are going through this, my friend, you have a choice. You have a choice to turn to God and ask Him in, and ask Him to help you see these faces of grief as something beautiful, because He is very capable of turning this around for you, turning your heart around for you, allowing you to see His face and to see His purpose and beauty in the middle of this grief. Yes, it's sad. Yes, it's heartbreaking. That might not ever go away. But you don't have to live in that. You can still have joy in your heart. You can still have peace in your heart. You can still be present for your family and your friends and your community. You still have a purpose, my friend. You still have a life to live. And I pray today that you will ask God to come in and help you live this life and to not forget about the miscarriages or to not forget about trying to conceive, but to help you through it and to help you see beauty in it, because there is beauty in our brokenness. And it's hard to hear and it's hard to understand. Trust me, I get it. But with Jesus involved, it's beautiful. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. We are close to the weekend. It is Friday Eve morning. I guess depending on when you're listening to this, huh? But I hope you have a great day, my friend. Please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on my website at www.hersoulpurpose.org or on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, all of the social media outlets. And you'll find me under Chrissy Addis or Hersoul Purpose. Hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.